Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the episode 2 of the third series of the Magic Sponge. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to the
episode 2.
To the episode 2 of the
We're
Magic Sponge.
We're here again, boys and girls.
Oh. You can't stop us.
I know, we're on fire.
2 in 2 weeks?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Last
Good
week,
to be back, though. You
great show,
a lot
last
different.
Week.
What have you done?
Oh, we've just sort of been chilling out, haven't we?
I've been using hair straighteners.
your hair
you took
does
my advice.
Different.
It's just because I'm wearing a hat, mate.
You're wearing a hat?
Pads it down. Well, not now, no.
No, but when you do it, pads it down.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about having a haircut that doesn't cover your ears?
No, mate.
No?
Because my ears are huge. Look
That's
at
a proper northern
oh,
Barnet.
Oh, that is awful, isn't it?
Oh,
proper weasel.
Just people. Yeah.
That is a proper northern Barnet he's got going.
Yeah.
Everyone north of
Why we? Oh, yeah, let's get this up on Twitter. Let's take a picture and put it up online, mate.
Yeah, let's be taking a nice photo of that. So last week, the big return of the Magic Sponge after a year out, a big return.
Yeah.
Back into the action. No
yep.
guest. Ian Dowie yeah. didn't show up. Got stuck in my way. This week, Paul Robinson.
Yes. Paul Robinson.
England goalkeeper.
What a legend.
Cancelled.
Oh,
cancelled
no.
on us.
Because what's his reason?
He's trying to get a new club.
Oh.
So he's on trial somewhere. We're not allowed to say where. And
is he really?
Yeah, he's on trial. He's doing a trial and he's sacked us off.
Did he just say he was on trial? Did he say it was at a football club?
Yeah, well, he is. He's on trial at a football club and he can't come.
All right.
This is not ideal, is it?
And he can't come.
He's been out of contract all season and he's got got a better offer. So we can try and bring him later, but basically, we've come back and we've got no guests 2 weeks running.
Oh, that is so sad.
But it's bad,
ridiculous.
Isn't it?
What's happened here then? Who's it down to?
Well, we don't book get. Well,
the
I
producer.
Actually. Well, I actually sorted out Paul Robinson. I set him up. We want you on the show. Someone will be in contact, and I don't know if ship producer Sam was in contact or not. But anyway, I get a text from Paul going, "I can't. I've got this offer from a club. So I'm on trial doing training." And then I get a tweet from Sam at midnight last night going, "Oh yeah, that's all details. Yeah, Paul Robinson can't make it. I'll sort someone out." Didn't happen, did it?
So second show.
This never happened with Joel. I mean, we did have to have Stuart Castle dying on, but it didn't happen. It was turned out to be better than we all thought.
So I'm not going to have that. I'm not having that.
Well, you must have.
I'll tell you what.
Can you get some
right now? Yeah, of course you can.
Are you going to
Who should we go for?
Who's
the
most famous?
Right, first one. Get on this one.
Start at
Rio Ferdinand. I'm not fucking about. Boom. He's getting a call. Here
Put it
go.
On speaker.
I will. Boom. Here we go.
Do you know him very well?
Not really. He's an absolute legend. He's going to be like, who is this?
I think you might be getting pied off, mate.
No, give it. It's only rung 3 times.
I at least let it ring 30, 40 times. This stun don't look good. Don't worry, we won't give in.
No, he's probably busy, isn't he? He's probably busy doing.
Shall I leave a message?
Hello, I'm sorry.
Oh, he sounds different.
This is going to be like that sax gate.
Hello, Rio. It's only Jimmy Bullard. I'm here with Rob Beckett and Ian Smith. We're doing our podcast. I just wondered if you could do us a favour and pop down and come and be our guest. Call me back when you get 5 minutes. Cheers, Rio. It's only Jimmy. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Pop down.
Pop down.
It's going to be done in an hour.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Right, who else you got?
I've got Robbie Sav.
Robbie Sav.
Yeah, that's good. Oh my God.
Robbie Sav.
Pretend you're John Terry.
Okay.
Ring her up and pretend
you're John. I'll tell you what, I've got JT's number. Should we call John Terry?
Yeah, oh, if you want.
Okay.
Get him down.
He's going to be very diplomatic with what he says.
I'm just get pired off by these people.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen, Jimmy. Also, you said to Rio Fern about the podcast like he knew what we're talking about. Like you was getting him on Match of the Day. We're just doing Match of the Day if you want to pop down.
JT, he's getting a call.
Do you pally with John Terry?
Not really. See him on a golf course every now and then. Yeah, ain't on speaker. If you need help, he's pied us as well. He ain't getting a
That's not even a number! That's a number! That's not a real number! That's not even giving you the real number! You want a real number! It's not enough digits!
Listen.
That's not a real number!
I know, John. He changed his phone a lot, alright.
Nine digit number or something. Oh, yes, 00071.
Who else should we call?
I don't know.
Razor.
Neil Ruddock.
We've had Razor on, though.
We've already had him. Oh, yeah. I've seen enough of him.
Coming in. Who else?
Well, I don't know. Who's on your phone? Have you got on there?
Ray Parler.
Yeah, give Ray Parler. He's a run for Pele, absolute legend.
Ray Parler's not been on, has he?
No. He's always busy, apparently. See what he has to say.
Come on, Ray. Pick up the phone.
At least it's got an actual number this time. Rather than that, John Terry.
Come on, Ray. Oh, dear.
I don't think. Do you know any footballers?
Please, Ray.
Welcome to the.
Who's next?
Anyone else?
Just start at A and then go down.
Let's see who got at A. Aaron McLean.
Who's Aaron McLean?
Striker, played at Peterborough.
Oh, right, yeah, with the big hitters,
yeah.
It's quite a jump down from Rio Ferdinand.
What about Bambi? Have you got Nick Bambi?
Oh, no, I'm not sure. Alex McCarthy, goalkeeper, he's played for England. Hang on a minute, guys. Anthony Gardner. We're looking for bigger and better.
Yeah,
sorry,
no offence, Ants, but...
Barry Fry.
Yes.
Legend.
Bring Barry Fry up.
She called Barry Fry? Call Barry Fry. Producer says yes. We're gonna call Big Barry Fry. What a legend! Here we go, loudspeaker. Please pick up, Big Baz. If you know there's a pair note in it for him, he will be picking up.
Okay, so
please go.
There's a lot of you just ringing. This is quite silly. That's how
I've
sad.
Phoned a lot of these people for a long time. I think the last time.
Hello,
Barry. It's Jimmy Bullard.
Jimmy,
how are you, mate? How are you? I'm just. You wouldn't believe this, Bal. You're a legend. I'm just doing a podcast here with Rob Beckett and Ian Smith. I'm just going through my phone so you can get hold of. You're the first man that answered. Thanks for answering, Baz.
No problem, mate.
What you been up to? It's a random chat. Okay.
Peterborough
20
years now, can you believe
20
that?
20 years, that's blinding, mate. And I was down there doing, you know, the drill with soccer and with the boys the other day, Macca, I missed you.
I know, you were brilliant, they tell me. We wanted to sign you but couldn't afford you, is that right?
That's about right, yeah. What just a quick question for the boys, Baz. They want to ask you, what was I like to manage when you managed me?
Brilliant.
See?
All the coaches moaned because he was... He always had an opinion, but I just said give him the ball and let him get on with it.
Lovely. See what I mean?
On the pitch, he was different class, mate. Baz, different class.
Top man, lovely to speak. And one day, would you, when you get a day or 5 minutes, would you come down and pop on the show for us, my podcast?
Yeah, of course I would, mate.
You're a legend, mate.
No problem,
lovely speaking to you.
Take
it easy. Bye, Baz. Bye, mate. Bye, bye. Bye, bye.
Oh, what a legend, Barry
Fry.
There
you go, Barry Fry. He picked up the blower. Loves a pair, no, though. You can turn, can't you?
Exactly.
I tell you what, we try and call Kev Gallen. What about Kev?
Yeah. I thought he was still in the building.
He always
just come
back. How many times did he get us out of jail last series? Oh, yeah. How many times did he do it? Twice?
It's always cool. He always wants to come back on. He's already done 2 eps.
Coming in. Let's give. Can we give Kev a call? Right, I'm going to give Kev a call.
Give Kev a call.
Hang on a minute. Just got to go. This man's always up, isn't he? Seriously.
What does he do? He just
I wouldn't be surprised.
Is he an ambassador for QPR?
What's that?
Is he QPR ambassador or something?
No, that Dean Windass was
Hull ambassador.
Was he Hull or Bradford ambassador?
Dean Windass loves his dog.
That was not allowed to go into the...
Ear answer, 100%.
Gallard.
You speak to him, Rob. I've had enough of talking.
All right.
I'll get Sean on the phone. Do you know what it's like?
Hello?
Hello, Kev Gallen.
I told you an answer!
Go on, Gallen! Is it Kev Gallen?
Alright.
Yeah, you're live, son. You're live.
We've called you because we've been let down again and you're stepping in.
We've been let down again by Robinson. Crankles, one of the big calves.
Oh, no.
How are you, mate? Where are you? You aren't close. You couldn't pop in and do us a favour, could you?
I'm just downstairs, hanging around.
Yeah, you would be.
Yeah. I saw someone keep going through the revolving door.
I'm downstairs. No one will let me in.
What you been up to, Kev?
Not much. Bit of that, bit of this, bit of that, bit of football.
Yeah?
Go
watching
on.
Watching the games. Watching the MK Dons.
Okay.
All good.
Are you still at QPR, Kev, or what?
No, I'm at MK Dons.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough. With
Come on, who's doing your facts again?
That shit, Sam, the producer.
Right.
Yeah, we got a new producer.
Just tell him to fuck off, Kev.
Yeah, he's shit.
Not another sacking.
Yeah. So you, down there, Cole Robinson, yeah?
Yeah, your mate, Carl, yeah. Good last night.
Looking after you, yeah? So what are you doing, Kev? Come and explain to me.
That.
What are you doing? Coaching?
Looking after himself.
What are you doing, coaching or what?
Yeah, I'll go down. No, I'm doing the recruitment for the South.
Oh, nice. They
paying
good.
That's all my fault.
few quid or what?
You get a lot of mentions in Robbie Fowler's. Oh, right. You get a lot of Ray Parlour's ringing back on the other line. Kev, you get a lot of mentions in Robbie Fowler's autobiography.
Yes.
Get Parlour on.
Then.
Hang on, Ray Parlour's. Hang on, we're going to take it. Oh, he's gone
Kev,
now.
You might have to get binned in a minute. Ray Parlour's calling for.
See you later, lads.
Has he dinged us up?
No,
you ain't dinged us up. You wouldn't do that, Kev. You love us too much.
Basically, we've been just let down with guests, Kevin. So we're glad, well, if you've got nothing to say, we'll go. But we just thought we'd ring you for a nice chat.
Are you going to come back on for us, though, Kev?
I will. When you open that door, I'll
come through. I've got to say, loads of people I see, they've said that, to be fair, the last couple of series, you've been one of the best guests.
Yeah.
You've got to come back on for us.
They said, I was like, I never heard of him before he did the sponge, but now he's pretty decent.
Hey, I'm a cult hero.
Yeah.
Who is this lunchbox? That's what they say.
Just but, West London.
West London?
Knowing me in West London, that's where you are.
Yeah, it's your area, isn't it?
This is my manor.
So what are you doing today, Kev?
Get out of it, please. You're ruining the vibe.
Anyway. Well, thanks, Kev. I don't really know what
When am I coming on, Rob? When are you bringing me on? Whose decision is it?
It's producer Sam's decision.
Sam, when's he on?
Oh, God.
Have you got any message for producer Sam?
Is that the same one from last time?
Yeah. With a beard and no prep.
Oh, he's top man. Who's the bloke who got the facts wrong, completely wrong?
Oh, Ian.
Miffy.
Making
what?
It all up. He just...
Absolute legend, you mean?
Comedian.
Yeah,
the so-called comedian, did you call
him? What did you just call me, mate?
That geezer, yeah, you.
So-called comedian, mate. You say that MK Dons, mate, it's not even a club.
It
didn't exist 20 years ago, mate.
Do you hear Kev? It's a franchise.
You might as well be regional manager at McDonald's, mate.
Oh, that's out of order.
No, I didn't mean that, mate.
Outside the ground, by the way.
Is that?
It's all built on an industrial estate, isn't it?
Yeah, I played for him for 8 weeks. My legs were going then, though. So, yeah, I was there, mate. Good club. How they do it? They started great in the Championship, struggling a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit, but they've had a good result on Tuesday. They beat Sheffield Wednesday.
That's right, great result. Yeah. Pop the ball about.
Get a few in the January transfer window, and
they'll be right.
Massive achievement to say.
They'll be right. Great chairman as well. You met the chairman, Peter.
Yeah, great bloke, great man.
Legend. Yeah.
You're not going to say anything other, are you?
Good club. Good club. It is real good club. I loved it there.
Jimmy, would you go back to NK Dons?
I would go back. Yeah, if I could run, I'd go back and have his job. 100%.
Why don't you work together, you and Kev?
Jimmy. See, he's giving it to McDonald's, that idiot.
He ain't got a clue.
He don't like you, does he? Kev don't like you, Ian.
I thought we got along, Kev. I was reminiscing about you.
You just slated me about my job and killed me.
Yeah, because you said I was a so-called comedian, mate. You hurt my feelings.
I didn't say so-called. I said that comedian bloke.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, take it back, mate. I love MK Dons. Better than Wimbledon.
Yay, love it. Top man.
Kev, thank you very much for bailing
us
out.
Kev.
And we'll get you on properly very soon. Cheers, Kev. We'll speak to you soon.
I'm full of it. See ya.
You know, lovely man. Top man.
I love Kev. Go on.
Paul Robinson, obviously not here. He's on his trial. Have you ever done a trial, Jim? Was that a bit stressful? It's like a massive audition, isn't it?
Not good. Yeah, I remember doing a trial. I left West Ham and I went to Norwich. And I had me and the missus and we went up to Norwich and we stayed in an old lady's home who looks after us, and it was horrible. Just like in digs, they call it. And I was 18, 19. But yeah, I've been on trial there. I went Norwich. I went on trial at Leighton Orient as a kid. A lot of my trials happens as a kid.
Yeah.
Isn't good.
Not very nice. Must be weird though, for like Paul Robinson being like end of his career, exiting the international and going to like another club.
I bet the other goalkeepers, when he turns up, must just be like, fuck you. but you know what I mean? He's coming in.
It must be more stressful with goalkeepers because it's only one spot.
Yeah, there's like three of them, and you see ex-England international come in, and he's only 36. You would just think, yeah, I'm not going to be goalkeper here much longer.
He's all right though, Robbo, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's not
legend.
A bad fella.
Yeah,
so
we saw him buy an umbrella for £40, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was raining in the streets of Edinburgh. Just went up to a bloke, gave him £40 for his umbrella.
It was amazing, Edinburgh.
Yeah.
He was flyering for us for our shows, and so we were out drinking with him. These 10 lads come up to him like, "You, Paul Robinson," and he was like, "Yeah, come see this show." And they're like, "How much is it?" He just walked them over to the box office. Like £10 tickets for these 10 lads.
Yeah, so he's
got them in the stuff.
Instead of flying to get people in the show, he just bought all the tickets and gave them out. Sort of.
I was so drunk, I crowd surfed into just some empty chairs. I just dived into a pile of chairs.
He said crowd surfed, he jumped into some chairs.
Yeah,
poorly attended gig.
And then I just felt, I stood there, and then Paul Robinson, I felt his hand on me go, "Get up, you prick."
Didn't someone try and fight you at a gig?
Oh, so the Edinburgh Festival, I was doing my third critically acclaimed solo show.
And, which critic?
I was going to list them, but I forgot. The Mirror.
The Mirror?
The Mirror, mate. The Telegraph. The Skinny.
What did they say about you?
Hang on a second, mate. I've got it on my phone, mate, because I thought this would come up where someone would be like, "You ain't got fuck all good reviews, Ian."
Oh, is it because you keep getting sold your shit by the people on Twitter?
Yeah. "You do well to catch him now before his inevitable jump to the big time. Just a little fella called The Telegraph." "I'm convinced that Ian Smith's carefully crafted 5-star act is one of the best you'll see at the festival, The Mirror." So you know,
5-star.
Yes.
She'd been on. I actually got told that you was doing really well up there. I think it was you.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, you got good reviews. And it was
all right. It was good this year, but I was doing a show. And it was going well. It wasn't the best one, but it was going well. And this guy starts like walking out. And I said to him, like, "Oh, you off to the toilet?" And he went, "No." And I was like, "All right, mate, fucking hell."
Impressive.
Yeah, and so I was about to say, like, "Fucking hell, mate, you could have at least lied you off the toilet. This is a bit..." And so I was going to say, "This is a bit awkward." And he just stood right in my face, like, nose up against me, and going, "This is what? This is what, mate?" And I was like, "Look, he was going to punch me." And I was like, it's just weird, mate. Why don't you just walk out?" So he walked out, and then I started, like, tearing into him when he wasn't there. I was like, "I'm going to do this to him." I rammed a microphone up his fucking ass. I'm going to, like... I said something about ramming it so far up his ass that I'd be able to perform a gig through his, like, dick, because his dick's a mic. And, like, I was saying all this... I was like, the gig was going much better now.
Such a weirdo.
Really tearing into him. And then, like, 10 minutes before the end of the gig, I was like, hang on a second, was anyone else with that guy? And his two, like, hard as fucking mates were there going, like, yeah, we were. I was like, oh, fuck, don't tell him about the Mike and the Dick thing. So I said to them, so were you enjoying the gig, but, and he wasn't or something? They're like, no, no, no. We weren't enjoying it either. We just wanted to be polite. So I was like, well, why have you stayed for the whole gig? So, yeah, I just insulted them there. They're still there. And they had one, like, really big joke.
Big
callback in my show. And when that happened, I looked at them and went, that was all right, wasn't it? And they were like, yeah, I'll give you that one. So I gave that one. That was the most they did. Yeah. And then I had to go out around the back because the three of them were, like, hanging around near the venue.
Oh, were they? To beat you up?
Well, I don't think so. I would have took them all on, you know what I mean, mate.
I had the start of me last week as well.
Where was you?
Come out of a show, went into a pub around the corner, and as I walked in, I see this fella, he had glasses on. I said, you look a bit like a musician, because I thought I recognised him.
Yeah.
He said, I do actually, yeah, I do a bit of this, and I'm more of an artist. I was like, oh, all right. And he walked off, 20 minutes come back, my shit agent was with me. We're having a drink, and he's come up. He's gone, Jim, you've got to watch your P's and Q's, ain't you? I went,
what?
What do you mean? What are you on about? What did I say? He's gone, dead aggressive, he's gone, yeah, well, I'm from East London, and if you'd have said that to me back in the day, I'd have fucking smashed your head in. I'm like, what are you on about, mate?
Well, like, have you ever said you look like a musician to
him? I know. No.
And you had a good chat with him about it.
Yeah, and then afterward, and the bit that got me rolled up, and then I wanted to kill him, basically, was, I've got a good mind. I'm going to take you out outside the pub and smash all over this, the slaving pubs, the street.
Slaving pubs.
I was like,
slaving pubs. Oh god. Let's meet each other on those slaving pubs.
Concrete slabs. See, I'm getting really like angry.
Plabs.
And then 10 minutes
you'll not rub my face on slaving pubs. I don't care where you bash me up. I will not get bashed up on slaving plabs.
Paving slabs. That's it. That's it. Paving slabs. And then 10 minutes later, he sat on a chair and fell over because he's that drunk.
Oh, really?
So yeah,
he was just drunk and trying to show off.
I didn't realise that. But yeah, you do get them, don't you? You get pricks about.
Right. Last, we had good feedback from the commentary game we did last week.
You know, the commentary game.
You know, the commentary.
Right, okay. I thought he said Coventry.
The commentary.
I did thought he said Coventry. Are you sure you didn't say commentary or paving flabs or whatever I said?
Get your paving flabs out. Right, so basically I've got, this is what we did last week. We're doing it like Soccer Saturday. Okay. I'm Jeff Stelling.
Did the producer like this one?
The producer liked it. It's, okay. It's the only thing he's done that actually worked.
Okay.
But it's great. It's great to have these features. It helps us out. You know, it's a bit of a, you know, familiarity, and it's great for him.
Okay,
so I guess you get a bit of, you know, creativity out writing out the scenarios, isn't it? Anyway, so I'm Jeff Stelling. We're in Soccer Saturday, and I'm going to go to both of you. You're at a ground each. I'm going to go to you first this week,
get
Jimmy.
In mode. All right, okay.
And then you're going to give us a little bit of feedback, and I'll give you the line
okay.
in.
Okay.
Jimmy Bullard's down at Selhurst Park, where it's 1-1 between Crystal Palace and Watford. And Alan Pardew has kitted up, subbed himself onto the pitch to take the winning penalty. Jimmy Bullard.
I can't believe this, Jeff. You wouldn't believe what's happening. It's only 1-1 down at Selhurst Park. They're struggling their little tits off. But guess who they've just brought in? The box of chocolates himself, Alan Chocolado Pardew. Yes, you've got it. Chocolate. And guess what? He's on the middle of the pitch eating himself. Talking about himself. And this, there you have it. Alan Pardew melted because he's chocolate, basically. There you go, Jeff. 1-1, Selhurst Park.
Thank you very much, Jimmy, for all the chocolate information. But did he score the penalty he just took?
No, he ate himself.
Thank you very much, Jimmy Bernard.
Sorry about that, I lost myself.
No, that's good. I liked it. It
was good. Oh, God.
Well done, mate. It was a very good one. Right, Ian.
We should get jobs off the back of this.
This is brilliant fun, isn't it?
I'm not sure Alan Pardew's going to come on, though.
No, I think he will. We'll get round him. Right, okay, Ian. Great day of football
today. Sorry, mate. I'm tense.
Great day of football today. Goals flooding in. And we've just had word from Valley Parade where Southend have just scored their 6th own goal of the game. What's happening over in Bradford, Ian Smith?
Oh, seriously, mate, these guys are off the fucking heads today. Six own goals. 6 of them. I'd be surprised if he's scored another 6 own goals. Someone needs to tell them where the fucking goal is. 5 of the own goals, the players are celebrating when they score them. They think they're scoring their own goals. The other players are letting them believe it. The other team are putting their head in their hands, pretending they've conceded. They don't know it's happening. The fans are screaming. And I'm saying, other side, mate! Other side is an absolute shambles, mate. 6-0.
Thank you very much, Ian.
Oh, brilliant, Smith.
Oh, it's good, that, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, he's your new Kamara.
It's brilliant, isn't it? we've got the FIFA quiz we haven't done yet.
FIFA quiz?
For Paul Robinson.
For Paul Robinson.
Who's not here.
FIFA 07.
Yeah, how are you going to do this if he's a keeper?
Yeah, this is... I don't know if these make any sense, but... Well, let's do them. You're 27.
Okay.
Robinson's 26.
Okay.
Penalties.
Yeah.
Who's
best?
Oh, is it a spin hard to me?
You say that, but you've got 18, he's got 84. That must be for saving penalties, though. He's not an 84 taking penalties. Probably never took a penalty in his life.
You've got it, I'll give him that
one. This is bull. Free kick accuracy.
Yeah, beat me in. It must be saving them.
Yeah.
Accurate saving.
It says free kick accuracy. You're 80, he's 84. Stamina.
This ain't Paul Robinson, the left back at West Brom, is it?
It could be. Well, no, apparently not.
Producer ain't done his own work again. Oh, shit. Go on.
Stamina.
Stamina me, all day long.
Has he got 90 for stamina?
Yeah, because I'm a machine.
Has Robinson beaten that?
No way.
He's got 40.
Yeah, that's about right.
You just stood in goal.
Yeah.
Goal kick taken.
Yeah, Robinson, 92.
Yeah, but only just. You got 76.
Right,
and he's got 84.
Fair enough.
Have you ever taken a goal kick?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Our vets team weekend.
Oh.
Better keep a calm move.
Why can't take goal kicks?
Can't he take? No. It's always so sad when you see that last Sunday league.
I play midfield, mate. What do you want? Get on my own flick on. Take it right there and flick it on.
And acceleration?
Definitely me.
Oh, yeah. 73 to 53.
Yeah.
But Paul Robinson in FIFA 2007, he was like 82, 86 or something. His potential would have made him the same as Neuer and Courtois today.
He was a top, top goalkeeper, wasn't he?
To be fair, he was decent, Robbo, weren't he?
He would have been our first ever goalkeeper on the show. Do you find goalkeepers a bit weird, a bit nutty?
Always.
Really?
Why did you say that? Have you?
Well, just saying, because we'll think about it. Most goalkeepers are a bit nutty, but you've obviously spent time with them off the pitch. And
I don't know what it is. Even though I do that You Know the Drill we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I went down to Burnley last week. Oh, my God. Two keepers there. I've done a goalkeeping drill.
All right.
Basically. So it's funny how we talk about it. Done a goalkeeping drill. So I'm in the middle of the sticks. They're smashing balls at me like they want to hurt me. Why do you want to hurt me? What is the thingy? Nah, just see. And all that. If you have a look at all keepers, all their fingers are broken and mashed.
Oh, really?
It's quite dangerous, Inga. If you don't know what you're doing, you can easily snap a ligament or sprain a wrist or break a finger. Not a problem. And I just couldn't believe how powerful. I've never chucked myself in goals, but it's ridiculous. Mm. And all they are mad. Yeah. Mike Pollitt was the crankiest keeper I've ever met in my life. Just not right in the head. Seriously, like... He was just not right.
What did he do?
Big northern dope. Like, you know what?
Yeah, I can imagine.
He's a big dope. Like, you're not a dope. But he was just mad. He was crackers, Polly. But all keepers are, yeah. It's weird that, isn't it? I think you've got to be a bit.
It's quite solo, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
That's it. That's us done.
Okay, wicked.
See you next week.
See you later, guys.
We'll have a guest.
Yeah, hopefully.
The Magic Sponge is a Pixu production for Dave, produced by Sam Pearson and Chris Reed.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video.
Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What
is...
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising position.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.